When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint Jesus. And very early on, the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb that they had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. They said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. The Gospel of the Lord. Tonight, we heard God separate the light from the darkness. And tonight, we know that the Lord recreated the light, separating it from the darkness in Christ. Tonight, we heard that man fell, was subject to sin and death. Tonight, we know that Christ came to the battle as a new Adam, overcoming sin and bringing life. Tonight, we recognize chaos and confusion that have come into the world after sin. And tonight we know the order and the restoration of the cosmos which the Lord brought. This is our salvation. This is the resurrection of the Lord. For he has triumphed. He has overcome. This is what we celebrate tonight. To the wonder of wonders, that the light has pierced the darkness. But before us, there is a question. We see the empty tomb. You look in, you peer, and the apostles wonder. The question is before us, do you believe? Do you hold on to that as the apostles did? As the apostles learned to? As you face confusion, chaos in these years, as you've seen the flood come upon us, the response of Christ is to bring the waters of baptism, the saving graces. As you pass through the deserts of sacrifice and difficulty with COVID and other experiences in your life, the response of the Lord is to bring the true manna from heaven, the Eucharist, as nourishment for us along the way. As you've seen the confusion pass into the world with the trials, as you faced it through life, the response of the Lord is to bring the fullness of the Holy Spirit with confirmation. This is the working of the Lord. This is the way of the Lord. That he overcomes what was lost. He brings order to confusion. And it calls out to us tonight. Will you hold on to that hope? Will you live in the faith of our Lord? As you face despair like the apostles of old, who ran away when they saw the cross, but then after dared to hope that perhaps it was true, in the face of so many who run away from the faith today, in the face of secularism and the seeming abandonment by so many Catholics, the faith of our forefathers, so many who no longer believe, for the wars that continue, the despair and the anxiety that seems to be upon us. And if there are more wars, more difficulties, more trials, the question is still before us. Do you believe? The resurrection shows to the apostles the sign of hope, and then they are confirmed with the Pentecost in the power of the Holy Spirit. Confirmed in the word that the anxiety, the confusion, the difficulty, the cross is not the last word. But we stand, as it were, like the apostles on that morning, peering in at an empty tomb. And the question is before us, will we take hold of the belief, the hope, and know this is something that we can always foster? Whatever comes, whatever trials, we can look back and say, yes, Lord, I believe. Hold on to that belief, to that joy, that presence of the Lord, and He will see you through. He will help you to be mature in the Holy Spirit, to stand up whatever comes, knowing that Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.